United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp was in the state yesterday giving a tour of our energy belt, our carbon belt, to United States Interior Secretary Jewell. And I want to talk with the senator not only about that, but also about the progress or lack thereof on the farm bill. And so I am happy and honored and pleased in all those things to be joined by United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Hello, Senator.
Hey, Mike.
I haven't talked to you for a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Do you want to start with the Interior Secretary or the farm bill? I have lots of things on my mind.
It's your show. I know occasionally it was my show, but it really is your show.
Let's start with the Interior Secretary. You gave a tour of the oil patch yesterday, and I think that people in D.C. are impressed, are they not, by what's happening in North Dakota?
You can't be but impressed. I mean, we're on our way to 1 million barrels of oil a day, playing a huge role in energy self-sufficiency of the Northern Hemisphere, and certainly probably of the lower 48, if what we hear out here comes to fruition in the next 20, 30 years. And so I think what we wanted to impress upon the Secretary was the interest that the companies had in doing this right, the interest that they had in dealing with flaring issues, how they are trying to minimize impact on the landscape by using the well pads directionally to go in all different directions and really use a minimal amount of footprint in order to produce this oil, and then the transportation, but also I think to have a long-term discussion of what this means, what the long-term commitments are, because as we look forward, Mike, it's so important that the federal government staff up, be it at BLM, BIA, all of the federal agencies be prepared to handle the requests that they're receiving for permits, for easements across federal land, for piping and permitting that way. And so, but you know, my purpose was really to show that this is an industry that's here to stay. It's an industry that's very mature, given the players out there, and also that the federal government needs to be responsive to the needs of the communities and to the industry.
Can we make sure from a federal level, from a state level, wherever you want to go, that North Dakota's environment and the landscape and the people, by the way, by extension, will be protected as best we can with this oil boom? None of us are against the oil boom. I'm not against the oil industry. I'm not against the oil boom. But I darn well want to make sure that when my daughter is my age, that Western North Dakota at least is safe with the environment and somewhat the way it should be, the beauty and the everything else.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was one of the great stories that we heard. We were talking to the park superintendent as we were looking and driving through Theodore Roosevelt, the South Unit, and she was telling stories about how she kind of by happenstance learned about some drill pad or development that was going to occur just within the view shed. And simply by making some calls and asking for accommodations, the companies were willing to do it. Now, we've had these concerns up in Minot around the air bases because they're obviously concerned that this development not get in the way of the important mission that we do at the air bases, and they've been able to kind of declare zones around the critical locations so that the companies know these are areas that best left alone. I think that one of the things that probably will come out of this visit is trying to develop that kind of predictability for areas around habitat or areas around the park that need to be protected. So your daughter, honestly, can go out there and see what I saw when I went out there and not have that view encumbered, not have that experience encumbered. You know, it's a recognition that there's more than just oil as a natural resource in the West, and that includes our rich heritage, that includes the value of being able to go out and experience the same thing Teddy Roosevelt experienced when he came to the Badlands.
U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. I want to get to the farm bill because this thing has been great in my gears now for a while, and I'm sure your gears as well, but you came out the other day and said, look, you know, here are some things that I want to make sure wherever the farm bill goes, however this thing gets through conference committee, here's what I want to make sure is included in the farm bill, because I need to look out for the farmers, the producers, the ranchers in North Dakota. Talk about that a little bit. What do you want to see specifically come out of this if and when this thing ever happens?
Obviously, crop insurance is a huge component of what provides the safety net for North Dakota farmers. We think that the supplemental crop insurance is absolutely critical. because it offers, especially for our new farmers. You know, for a lot of the old established guys and gals, you know, they can maybe weather one or two of those seasons. But as we look for a younger generation of farmers, we need to provide that shallow loss protection as well. I think I'm absolutely adamant about an energy title that's funded. I'm adamant about having the opportunity for rural development. If you don't think that's important, I'll show you the projects that rural development is doing out west that are helping build infrastructure that absolutely needs to be built for the communities. Now, the big bugaboo in all of this, obviously, is nutrition. And I find absolutely outrageous that the House of Representatives is now looking at a $40 billion reduction in nutrition, when we know that the best way to reduce our food assistance recipients is to improve our economy. And by simply saying, you know, if you're a poor kid, too bad for you, you aren't going to get a meal, 5 days out of the week, that's just not an answer to me. The answer is making sure that there's economic opportunity, but not reducing food security in the meantime.
Can this be reconciled? Because the Senate version of the Farm Bill looks nothing like the House version of the Farm Bill, of course, which split the ag part of it and the nutrition part of it. Can this be reconciled? Yeah. And will the House conservatives allow it to be reconciled because they want their pound of nutrition out of this whole food bill?
Well, you know that's the $10,000 question, it seems to me, or in our case, you know, the $1 billion question in North Dakota. One of the things that the chairwoman has said is she will not agree to an extension. And so right away we end up with those archaic old policies of buying back milk and you know, triggering 1930s farm policy because we haven't passed a farm bill and acted responsibly. That is something that absolutely cannot happen. Now, I think that this is really incumbent on Republican GOP leadership in the House to come together and say, yes, we need to be willing to compromise to get the job done. But we see over and over again, I'll give you another example, Mike, that out of concern North Dakotans, the Water Resources Development Act, right? Been languishing over in the House because they can't figure out how to pass it over there. But yet we passed it in the Senate with a big bipartisan vote. And so the fight here isn't necessarily Democrat-Republican. It's within the Republican caucus on how we're going to move these policies forward. But, you know, once again, we're being held hostage to the absolute most radical of elements as we try and find solutions and predictability for Americans. And it is the single greatest source of my frustration in the first 8 months that I've been in Congress.
Senator Heitkamp, thank you. Thanks for taking time out. Good to talk to you again.
You bet, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Democrat from North Dakota.